I rise for the greeting. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
You are the one true God who reigns forever.
And now let us sing our New Year's hymn, O God, our help in ages past.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you search our hearts and you see every part of us. All our desires are known to you, and from you no secrets are hidden. By the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, cleanse our hearts so we may perfectly love you and glorify your holy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, Kathy Jordan's going to lead us in our children's moment. Will the children come forward?
It's a new year. So glad to see you guys. Bryson, that's some cool looking shoes you got there. Are those new? I like them. They look fast. Yeah. How are you? I've got to ask you a question. Do you know what the word resolution means? It's a big word. It's a big, big word. You think anybody out there knows what the word resolution means? Should we ask them? Okay. Does anybody out there know what resolution means? Nobody knows what the word resolution means. That's because none of us can keep them. That's how come we don't know what they are. We're kind of scared by them. What does it mean?
Means it's a big word.
It is a big word. You are absolutely right. You know, it's kind of to the point. Resolution means decision. Do you know what decision means? It means you got to make a choice to do something or to not do something. So, you don't do something? Yeah. So it's a resolution. Mom makes a decision for you, doesn't she? Well, when we get bigger, a lot of us like to make decisions on New Year's Day. And it's something that we want to do for the new year. So let's ask everybody out here. Raise your hand if you've ever made a resolution. Look at all those hands. How many of you, now be honest, how many of you could keep your resolution all year long? See, we have honest people in church today. It's hard to keep resolutions. Some of us want to lose weight, and it's really hard when you got Doritos at the house. Some of us want to do more exercise, and it's hard when it's cold outside. Some of us want to be nicer, and that's hard when we're in a bad mood all day. Some of us want to stop doing things like we don't want to smoke or we don't want to drink or we don't want to say bad cuss words. And that's just hard sometimes. But resolutions are good decisions to make. But I'm going to tell you why we forget on how to make them. Or maybe it's better to say how we forget to keep them. We forget to keep them because we forget one important person in our resolution. Who's that? Who do you think we forget in our resolution?
Jesus!
You got it! I will tell you that I forget. I always do what I want to do. I forget to sometimes ask Jesus what he thinks I should do. And maybe that's not why my resolution always sticks. He does help us. You're absolutely right, Ileana. And he'd help us a lot more if we don't forget him. So my challenge today is when we're all at home today making our resolutions about what we're going to do, decisions of good and decisions of what not to do, let's not forget Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Shall we say an echo prayer? Shall you bow your heads with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for never forgetting us.
Thank you for never forgetting us.
Sometimes we forget you.
Sometimes we forget you.
And we're sorry.
And we're sorry.
But help us this new year.
Help us this new year.
To always remember you.
To always remember you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Well, today we are, our service is it's a new version. The words have been changed, taking out the these and the thous, but we are doing an annual tradition that I'm hoping to bring back, that other Methodist churches are starting to bring back, and that is John Wesley's Covenant Renewal Service. So instead of preaching a sermon today, which has been good because I've been really sick. Today's one of the first days I can talk again. But I'm actually going to be reading an introduction to this new service. Well, it's an old service with new words. But it's entitled Welcome to a New Year. It's actually written by a mentor of mine named J.D. Walt. He is the editor-in-chief of the Seedbed.com, which is a Wesleyan Methodist resourcing website that has lots of videos and blogs about ministry and podcasts and it was started to bring a Methodist Wesleyan presence online to help people who are sowing for a great awakening. But here's what he has to say to introduce us to this idea of covenant renewal each year. Welcome to a new year. There's nothing quite like tearing off the last page of a calendar and turning to a new year. It brings a clean slate, offering a new start with fresh possibilities. New Year's resolutions will abound. New habits will be attempted. And once again, we aspire to put our best foot forward, don't we? But before we do that, let's remind ourselves of our backstory. It's an all too human thing to want to be better and to strive for more, isn't it? We are created in the image of God. The inconvenient truth is that our ancient ancestors determined that bearing the image of God was not enough. They wanted to be God. They were reaching to be God's equals. And maybe that's our problem. Reaching. Isn't that where things went wrong? When our ancestors reached for that forbidden fruit? It wasn't an apple they were reaching for. They were reaching for equality with God. They wanted to be their own God. Then and now, sooner or later, it always leads to epic failure. You see, by definition, God has no equal. Amen? God is God, and we are not. We've been doing it ever since, though. See, that's the essence of sin. Not trusting in the trustworthy goodness of God. The minute that we do set out on a course to find another God, or worse, to try to become our own God. See, we make great humans, but we make terrible gods. And when we set out on a course to find other gods, we can actually become quite terrible humans. We were not made to reach for God, but to bow before Him, to worship Him as our Creator. That's the one place where we discover that God was reaching for us, that God was reaching for you all along. That's who Jesus is, the one who reaches to us right where we are. Not only does He reach us, He restores His glorious image in us and remakes us into the people He created us to be in the first place. In short, He reminds us to think like God thinks and to act like God acts and to love like God loves. Scripture gives us an amazing snapshot in Philippians 2. Have the same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing. And taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and found in the appearance of a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted Him and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Did you catch that? He reminds us. It's by the working of the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the fellowship of one another that Jesus saves us from the broken patterns of this world and transforms us by the renewing of our minds. He transforms our mind, which is far more than just our brains. Our mind is the innermost place of our lives, where our affections and our dispositions and our aspirations, our hopes and dreams live. The mind and the heart is where our character is formed and transformed. This is where the roots are for transformation. This is where the spiritual fruit comes from. The Bible gets so carried away with the miracle of all this, it almost breaks into song. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived. But the things God has prepared for those who love him, for you who love him, for those whom he loves. See, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. For who has known the mind of Christ, the mind of the Lord, so as to instruct him? But friends, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? And that's from Paul in 1 Corinthians 9. Now you may be asking, well, what does all this have to do with New Year's resolutions? Well, let me ask you, would you rather resolve once again to try harder, to do more, to reach higher, to be better or lighter, only to run out of gas again by Valentine's Day? Or would you rather try something different this year? Our resolutions and our resolve and our willpower aren't bad, but on their own, they're just futile. What if we started out this year on our knees, reminding one another of the mercy and the grace and the faithfulness of God? What if we gave up on reaching for the stars and found ourselves bowing down to the ground, to the one true and living God? What if instead of refiring our confidence in ourselves, we renewed our faith in Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit? What if we began this year with repentance, that is, realigning our minds and our hearts and our lives according to the things that matter most, according to the will of God for us? Well, friends, that would be not a New Year's resolution, but a New Year's revolution. And this service that we have received through the ages from John Wesley, and now with new language from Seedbed, it's a short but defining practice that is called covenant renewal. Today we will read scripture, we will hear challenges, we will receive encouragements, we will make promises, and offer all we know of ourselves to all we know of God. We learn this New Year's practice from John Wesley, who founded and led the revolutionary movement known as Methodism as it began in 18th century England. So at this time, we're going to hear from Scripture about covenant and about how people in Scripture renewed their covenant with God from time to time. Roger?
Today's first Old Testament scripture is from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Our next Old Testament reading is from 2 Kings 23, 1 through 3. Then the king directed that all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem shall be gathered to him, the king went up to the house of the Lord, and with him went all the people of Judah, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests, the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord, keeping his commandments, his decrees, and his statutes with all his heart, with all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. All the people joined in the covenant. Our next Old Testament reading is Psalms 1, 1 through 6. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they will meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by the water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Here's today's Old Testament readings.
And the New Testament reading is from 1 Peter 1, 13 through 25. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile, you know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That word is the good news that was announced to you.
Let us stand for the reading of the gospel.
Our first gospel reading comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The next gospel reading comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Here ends the reading. You may be seated.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Come, Holy Spirit. Descend upon our hearts. Make us one in Christ as the Father and the Son are one through your Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, the Christian life is a life found in Christ, redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. We are those who have entered into this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of this covenant. He sealed it with his own blood so it would last forever. On one side of this covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Every day, God proves his goodness and grace to us, showing us that his promise still stands firm. On the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live life for ourselves, but instead to only live for Jesus Christ, because he has loved us and given his life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and reaffirm our promises and vows. In this same way, we come today to renew our covenant with God. Many generations have done this before us. Today, we make the covenant our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us all to God in Christ. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ, but sometimes we fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. So we're going to take a moment of silence and then we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, you have set forth the way of life through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you love dearly. We shamefully confess that we have been slow to learn of him and have been reluctant to follow him. You have spoken and called to us, but we have not listened. You have revealed your beauty to us, but we have been blind. You have stretched out your hands to us through our friends, but we have passed by them. We have accepted your gifts and offered little thanks. We are unworthy of your unchanging love. Lord, we now confess to you our sins. Father, please forgive us for the poverty of our worship. Lord, please forgive us for the selfishness of our prayers. Lord, forgive us for our inconsistency and unbelief. Lord, forgive us for the ways we neglect fellowship and your grace. Lord, forgive us for our hesitation to tell others about Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us for the ways we deceive others and we deceive ourselves. And so we pray, Lord, forgive us for when we waste time and when we misuse the gifts you have given us. Forgive us for when we have made excuses for the wrong things we have done and when we have purposefully avoided responsibility. Father, forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, and that we have not been ready to carry our cross. Lord, forgive us that we have not allowed your love to work through us to help others, and that we have not made their suffering our own. Lord, forgive us for those times when instead of working for unity, we made it hard for others to live with us because of our lack of forgiveness or our inconsiderate judgment or our quick biting criticism.
us when we have not tried to reconcile with others, and when we have been slow to seek redemption. Father, forgive us for these sins that we could silently confess to you now in our hearts. Father, bring to mind those people in our hearts, in our lives, that you would want us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Amen. God, the Father of all mercies, he is faithful to cleanse us from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So during this song, it's called What a Beautiful Name, I invite you to reflect on what the name of Jesus means to you in your life at this moment, in this new year. What does Jesus mean for you for 2017? What is the impact that his forgiveness and his love and his Holy Spirit has made in your life that's going to carry forward into this year? I invite you to receive the love and the grace of God and to just enjoy his love for you in his presence through his Holy Spirit as we sing this song. Let us gather here before the Lord now in covenant. Commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with many services to be done. Some of these services are easy and honorable, but some are difficult and disgraceful. Some line up with our desires and interests, and others are contrary to both. In some we please both Christ and ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer together as your church. Let me be your servant. Let me follow your commands. I will no longer follow my own desires. I give myself completely to your will. The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone will be our reward. Let us pray. I am not my own. I am yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be employed for you. Let me be laid aside for you. Let me be lifted high for you. Let me be brought low for you. Let me be full, or let me be empty. Let me have all things, or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your pleasure and disposal. Jesus Christ is Savior to those who are his true servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey in faith. To be his servant is to consent fully to his will. For Christ accepts nothing less. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Now confirm this truth in Holy Covenant. Make it a reality in your life in these five ways. First, set apart time in your day, more than once, to be spent alone with the Lord. Seek to perceive God's special care for you and his gracious acceptance of you. Carefully think through the words of this covenant and its conditions. Examine your heart, even if you have freely given your life to Christ. Name the sins in your life. Reflect on whether you are willing to choose Christ's holy laws and his strict commands. And be sure you are clear in all of these so that you do not lie to God or lie to yourself. Second, uphold a serious spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Do not trust in your own strength and power. but rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength. In this way, he will empower you to keep your promise. Fourth, be determined to be faithful. You have given your heart and life to God. You have opened your mouth to dedicate yourself to the Lord. And with God's power, never go back to your former way of living. And last, be prepared to renew your covenant with God. Fall on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your hearts. So now let us pray together our covenant prayer. My righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me now as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness when I have not done your will. You promise mercy if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you rid yourself of every idol in your life. From the bottom of my heart, I here and now renounce every idol in my life, covenanting with you that I will not commit any known sin. By turning against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch for any temptation that will lead me away from you. For it is through Jesus Christ that God offers to be your God again, if you allow him to be. Before all heaven and earth, I here and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as my Lord and God. I vow to give all of myself, body and soul, to be your servant and to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. Jesus Christ is the only way and means to God. God has given us Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and the means to our salvation. Jesus, I here and now accept you as the only new and living way. I join myself in covenant with you. I come to you hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. With all my power, I accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. Jesus, I here and now make this covenant with you and accept whatever comes in life. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death will separate me from you. God has given holy laws as the rule of yours and our life in this church. I here and now take on your yoke and burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I accept them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising I will strive to order my whole life around your direction. I will not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God searches you and knows you, even the thoughts of your heart. Oh God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us to set it right. And now, glory be to you, God the Father. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my God and Father. Glory be to you, God the Son. You have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power, you have turned my heart from sin to God. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Comforter and Guide. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend. And I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. You are mine, and I am yours. So be it. and may this covenant that I have made here on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has become your covenant friend. He knows you, he loves you, he searches you, he knows the thoughts and intentions of your heart. I hope that gives you grace and comfort today for this new year. Now before we sing, will you rise? May our God, who established this covenant relationship with those who seek to enter the kingdom, be with you always. May Jesus Christ, who seals the new covenant with his blood on the cross, bring you peace. May the Holy Spirit guide your life, both now and forever. And may you go in peace to serve the Lord. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.